We're up to, so last week we spoke about the great levels of total tahara and how a person serves the Rabban Shalom, and now he qualifies it. The Neni Omer, where is it in the? Somebody has the. Okay, wait on. It's in Perek Tezayin. Towards the end of the parak, the Eneni Omer, the paragraph that starts the Eneni Omer, so in the middle of the parak.
Yes, Amnon.
Okay. It's not, they don't have the same thing though, but okay.
Eneni Omer, it's a few lines.
Yeah.
Yes, what color was that?
No, it's a different Amnon.
No. 82
on the bottom.
82 on the bottom.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
82 at the bottom. Right. The Eneni Omer. Okay. The Eneni Omer Shemashu Huzula Ze Yenidch Legamri. Don't make the mistake to think that if you can't serve the Rabbanu Shel Olam on that high level, so then you're not accomplishing anything. Ki hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu mekapeh shchar kol beri. A person gets rewarded for whatever he does. U'mishalim shchar ha'maisen lefi ma'shehim. But it's not all or nothing in Yiddishkeit. But the person gets rewarded for what he does, and also he gets rewarded for each thing that he does according to how much he did it. So you can get partial credit also. What I'm talking about now is the ideal. That is the madrega of Ohave Hashem. Right? Shelo yikra b'zeh Hashem elo avoda tahor legamri. To be called avoda, that is me'ahava, means it has to be with no other ulterior motives. Okay, and that is, we usually understand the difference between Ahava and Yira as if you're doing it out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu or you're doing it out of fear. But really, that's not 100%. It's true, but that's not really what the difference is. The difference is, and we've said this many times, I'm going to go over it anyway, says in Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was offered the position of redeeming Klal Yisrael, so he refused for various reasons until the Rabbanu Shel Olam answered all of his excuses, and he had no more excuses, so he said what was really behind the whole thing, Shlach no biatishlach. I don't want to hurt my brother Aaron's feelings, and therefore he was the Navi for all the things in Mitzrayim up until now, and now comes the big Shlichus and you pass him over, and that wasn't meant as a pun, and you send me. So therefore, send who usually sent. That was so the Rabbanu Shalom put up with all of Moshe Rabbeinu's excuses except this one. Here, Vayicharaf Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was punished. And he was punished that he lost the kahuna, right? That you should have been the Kohen and Aaron should have been the Levi, and now you're going to be the Levi and he's going to be the Kohen. So he lost the kahuna. So the obvious question is, I mean, of all the things, here Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about his brother's feelings. So why is he punished for that? In fact, the Bali Musar say, you see from here, that it's better, that there shouldn't be a Geula and not to hurt somebody's feelings. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing, perhaps, that if he won't be the Goel, there'll be no Goel. And still, in order not to hurt Aaron's feelings, right, to slight him, it was Kedai, there shouldn't be any Geula. So Adarav is such a tremendous Madrega, and he gets punished for it. So I want to explain the idea is the following. They once asked the Rebbe Reb Zusha if he could change places with Avram Avinu, that he would be Avram Avinu and Avram Avinu would be Reb Zusha. Would he do it? Okay, I'm not into Chassidus Shemaiselach, because I have a kasha on that. When they asked Avram Avinu if he wanted to change places with Reb Zusha, but in any case, they asked Reb Zusha. So it could be because Avraham Avinu's answer would have been Pasha. But in any case, they asked Reb Zusha. So So he thought about it, and he said, no, I wouldn't do it. He said, what would the Rebbe Lishlom gain? There'd still be one Avraham Avinu and one Reb Zusha. I have to be Avraham Avinu. Let him be Avraham Avinu. Everybody has to do what they're supposed to do. That's Shivyon Benetel. Does not mean everybody has to do the same thing. It means that everybody does their part. So if there has to be one Reb Zusha in the world, and there has to be one Avraham Avinu, so he could be Avraham Avinu, I'll be Reb Zusha. The Reb Lishlom will gain the same thing. I have to be Avraham Avinu. That's what he said. That is the Madrega of Ahava. Ahava means I'm doing it for no purpose of my own. Totally, altruistically for the Rebbe Shalom. No ulterior motives. Yira means that I'm doing it because I'm concerned about myself. Self-concern. So it can be self-concern that I'm afraid I won't get rewarded. I won't get the highest reward. I won't perfect myself as much as possible. Wherever it's me, that's called yira. I'm afraid I won't get everything that I'm supposed to get. Ahava is, I'm not concerned about myself at all. Totally selfless, not self-concerned at all. That's why, by Matan Torah, after they heard the first two dibros directly from the Ribono Shel Olam, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we're afraid to continue hearing the Ribono Shel Olam directly because Chas V'Shalom will die. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. And he said, so what, you'll die? So what? But isn't it worth listening to the Ribono Shel Olam another one time? So you'll die. So what's enough gemini? Right? So he went to the Ribono Shel Olam and he complained that Klal Yisrael are not on the right madrega. They're more concerned about dying than having the schus of hearing the Ribono Shel Olam directly. So the Ribono Shel Olam answered him the following. Halavai that they're on this madrega. Now you're right. For your madrega, you're an Ohev Hashem. You're on the highest madrega. You wouldn't understand, right? So you'll die. But you have the chance to hear the revelation before you die. What could be wrong? So your own self concern, right, takes second place to that being able to hear the revelation speak. But they're not on that level. Right, they're on the level of Yira. They're concerned about themselves. They're concerned that maybe they'll die. Fine, you don't like that. But I'm telling you, halavai, they should be on that level. Halavai, they're on this madrega of Yira. And the Ramban Taka says, la'ohavai, l'shomrei mitzvosai, they're only individuals, specific individuals in the world who are called Ohavei Hashem. Avram Avinu, Avram Ohavi, right? There are specific people who were totally selfless. But Lamaisa, most people are at least a madrega of Yira. Some more basic Yira, some more refined Yira. But wherever there's some kind of self-concern, that's called Yira. Where there's no self-concern, that's called Ava. So that's what he's saying. So therefore, the Taina Moshe Rabbeinu was the following. It says, Hachoshe b'ksherim lokim begufa. Somebody suspects somebody else wrongly, so they get punished. Loke begufa. That's pashup shot. They get punished. I say it means something else. If I suspect somebody of something, and it's justified, there's reason to suspect them. So then what motivated me to suspect them is them. They did something suspicious. And it was something that was fit for them to be suspected of. But Achoshim Iksherim, somebody who had no reason to suspect him. And I suspected him anyway, so where did it come from? It didn't come from him, it came from me. Because I put myself in his place, I transfer how I think about me to him. And I figure, like, if I would be in that situation, then it would be pretty suspicious, and I know that I could have done X, Y, and Z, right? So I assume maybe he did it. So I'm transferring to him what I know about myself. Moshe Rabbeinu suspected Aaron of being slighted and insulted because he lost out the shlichus. But that's only a person who's oved meira, right? And therefore is concerned about himself. So Aaron could say, hey, I wanted to be what's it called, the shliach. How come Moshe Rabbeinu is? But Aaron, it says b'feirish, never thought such a thing. The Rebbeinu was made v'ro'acha v'somach b'libo. He'll come not just with a smile on his face and in his heart, you know, he's eating himself up because you're the shliach and he's not, but the somach b'libo, through and through. He was happy that you're the shliach. What difference does it make if you're the shliach? Something needs to be goel klai, so it has to be me. Right? Just like the Rebbe Reb Zusha. So Torah's Meir, there was no place to suspect Aaron of feeling bad that he wasn't chosen. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu suspect him? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, right, even subconsciously, that if I was the older brother and he was the younger brother and he was chosen over me, I think I would feel bad. So I assumed that Aaron felt like that too. So loke begufa, there's something wrong with you if you're coached somebody else and there's no place for that chashad to take place because of them. Then it means that you're transferring how you would have felt to them. So something wrong with you. That's at loke begufa. And therefore, a kohen is bi'ahava. Right? That's the bracha by Birkas Kohanim. Vorek samzal bi'ahava. Kohen is a total eved Hashem where he has no self. Totally selfless. Completely selfless. And Nela, a kohen has to be what's it called? A selfless person who oved me'ahava. Moshe Rabbeinu, you lost the kahuna. You showed that you couldn't function like that. That if you would have been in, the tables would have been turned, you would have felt bad. So what's it called? You're not on the madrig anymore of a kohen. You can't be a kohen. Aaron, I was the opposite. He's totally selfless. Verach v'somach belibo. With that, he was zocher to have the urim v'tumim on his heart, the choshen. Right, he's could be the kohen. That's the pshat. The with that, I always like to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is left out of Parshas Tetzaveh. Right, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu l'maisa corrected this flaw. The beginning of his nevuah, he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that was on the highest level of nevuah. The beginning of his nevuah by the snare, the Ramban says Beferish, he was at the beginning levels of nevuah. And Memela, he wasn't the perfect Moshe Rabbeinu either. Right? So this was a flaw. But eventually he corrected that flaw. When he said, Shlachno bi, when he said, what's it called, Necheni no misifracha. If you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, then erase my name from the Torah. I'm not fit, right? I'm here totally for their sake. No personal, nothing, no self-concern. So if they're not going to be forgiven, then there's no purpose for my name to be in the Torah. So he, at that point, became totally selfless. Because of that, he got back the kahuna, but not for his children. Once he lost it for his children, Aaron was zocheh, couldn't get it back for his children. But he got it back for himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamish all 40 years, surely during the Meluim, as a Kohen. So the Rabban Shalom did him a favor. And he wanted to show that he corrected that flaw. And therefore, when he came time in Parshas Tetzaveh to induct Aaron HaKohen to be the Kohen, right, that was Parshas Tetzaveh, the induction of the Kohanim. So you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu would feel bad. I lost it. Right? I could have been the Kohen. So the Rabban Shalom left his name out of Tetzav as if to say, in this Parsha, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, there's just you. Moshe Rabbeinu can say another you. What difference does it make if the you is Aaron and the you is Moshe? Right? I'm just a pronoun, not me. And therefore it showed that in this Parsha, where he had to induct his brother Aaron, he didn't feel any slighting. And he was misakin what he did before, and therefore he himself, Taka, became a Kohen. Even though his children not. But that's the madrega of Ava. The Ava means selfless. And Yira means I'm afraid I'll lose out, meaning I have self-concern. So the madrega of Ava, that's what he's talking about of Tahara, where there's absolutely no mixture of any self-concern, any ulterior motive. Totally altruistic. That's the meaning, I think, of this Mesillas Yesharim. The only motivation in the avoda of a total eved Hashem, who means who's oveg me'ava, I'm doing it for the Rabban Shalom's sake, not for any personal concern or gain, even the greatest personal concern or gain, right? That is tahara. That's what he's talking about. The chomash yisrachik min hamadrega hazos kefi harvos lichuko. And the farther you get from that purity of 100% altruistic, no mixture even of anything of self-concern, right? So that's not perfect anymore. Perfect means perfect. As much as it's not perfect, that's how much, what's it called? It's not total avoda me'avo. Huma shedoven ha-melech olav ha-shalom omer mili ba-shamayim ve-imcha lo chofatzti ba-aretz. The meaning of this pasuk. Right, mili ba-shamayim means my kavanas are totally l'shem shamayim, and I have no chafetz, no earthly purpose for what I'm doing. Va'omar kemokein srufa imroscha ma'od va'avdecha ava. Right, your Torah has to be totally purified. What's the word when you
refined?
What?
Refined.
Refined. That's it. Refined. You can't hit gold or silver. We'll see. Ki be'emesa avodah haniti shvichli osrufa harbe. If you really want to serve the Ribbono Shel'Olam perfectly, on that madrega where you're not mixing in any self-concern, so it has to be totally refined. Yosu min azom ha'kesh, more than you refine gold and silver. V'hu ma she'nemar ala Torah, imros Hashem amoros tohoros, kesef tzoru ba'alil le'eretz mezuka shivosai. The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are pure, like pure silver. Right, totally refined, 49 times over, shivosai, 7 times 7. That's what's it called, how pure it has to be. Misha who oved Hashem be'emes, and somebody who's a total oved Hashem, like we said, eved Hashem means be'ava. Well, you stop it b'zeh b'mu'at. So he won't be satisfied with a minimum. In other words, yeah, okay, partially it's l'shem shamayim, but there are other motivations too. It's not going to be satisfied to take the kesef, which is the avodas Hashem, if it's not refined, if it's mixed in with impurities. Dehainu avoda meureves bepnios lotovos, right? Avoda that is mixed in with other ulterior motives. Now the lotovos doesn't mean ra'os, doesn't mean bad intention. It means intentions that are not totally good, meaning totally l'shem shamayim. Ela hazach v'atorah k'roi. He'll only be satisfied with the most pure avoda. V'oz yikra osa mitzvah k'ma'amora. Right? And then he'll be called doing the mitzvah perfectly, k'ma'amora. Okay, and that will continue next time with what it means to be an osa mitzvah k'ma'amora. Right? To do a mitzvah perfectly. And we'll see there's an interesting Rambam that talks about getting Olam Haba by doing one mitzvah perfectly, and there's a minig therefore for people to pick out one mitzvah that they try to do as perfectly as possible, right? Even though we're supposed to try to do all the mitzvahs, but that's very high madrega. At least one mitzvah a person can do as perfectly as possible, and what that means also mitzvah kimamora, that's what we'll speak about in Mitzvah Hashem next time. We'll finish up the parak next time too, but for now that is the idea. This madrega of Tahara is the madrega for an Oved Hashem bi'ava. And like we said, that's a tremendously difference from somebody's Oved Meira. Right? Yira, the schus lasts 1,000 generations, and Me'ava lasts thousands of generations. And so that doesn't mean Yira is something small either. It also has a tremendous schus for a lot of time. But it's not the same. And like I said, the Ramban says that only specific individuals in history were able to really serve the Ribbono Shel Olam bi'ava totally. And there are other people who reach that madrega partially. And there's some people who don't reach that madrega at all and are over in Meira. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Mi'itein v'hoya levavam halavai, that we should be on the madrega of Yira. And we should realize that what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us is good for us. Most people think what's good for them is what the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want them to do. So halavai, we should be on that madrega. Okay, so that is that's what we accomplished today, and for next week we'll speak more about this idea of osa mitzvah kamamora.
The Rambam says should not be over from the original, should be over from the Ava.